It's really weird. In the case of like AI now, nobody knows how it fucking works, right? And so you don't even have that opportunity, like with Eliza, be like, okay, here's the source code, right? So like at Anthropic, they spend huge amounts of effort trying to do what they call interpretability, which is like, what the hell's even going on in there, right? And yeah, so it is that supernatural vibe, right? Mixed with a bunch of religious stuff about like, oh, is we're going to make this God and it's going to come back. And is it going to take revenge on anybody who didn't like bring it into existence? Or is it going to like liberate us from, you know, precarity and like what have you? But it's super religious. Like, I mean, the AGI stuff and the super intelligent stuff is like so infused with these like religious vibes, you know?
There's a, I have a free, I mean, I would like to get like 20% commission if you do this, but there is a, when we were doing these episodes on the Zizians, we found there's a, like a Buddhist temple in sort of a couple states north of here. I don't want to dox them. That is all about AI.
Yeah.
And like, it is kind of a, it is a concerted effort to sort of like build a religion. Not like worshiping AI, but like integrating it into Buddhism and like maybe like getting themselves spiritually ready for it, which I found really, I really want to, if I had the means, I would go spend a couple of weeks there with them and meditate over Grok or whatever.
Totally. But this is like, this is an old story. This is the eschatology story. I mean, this is the Book of Revelations. This is like the UFOs are going to invade. This, you know, it's weird.
You know, I wanna switch tact here a little bit because so much of this is about fooling yourself.
Yeah,
and then also sort of having somebody who you know is maybe fucking with you, or you don't necessarily know is fucking with you, but also this buy-in. It's all about buy-in.
Yeah,
and I think the most buy-in thing that we encounter, it's like was mentioned earlier, magicians, right?
Yeah,
and I like magicians.
I love magicians.
I really rock with magicians.
But they'd be really uncomfortable.
There
too.
Was a magician at my birthday party. Who lit lit money on fire, but actually it wasn't on fire, which actually I thought was really disrespectful at my birthday.
The burning bush.
Jewish, sort of. Yeah. I felt like I was, like, especially, you shouldn't do this after October 7th. I'm like, this is so disrespectful. But the concept of magician, so I have gone to, I've maybe told this story on the show before, but I've gone to a show by a fairly prominent British mentalist before.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the Jew's name?
Darren Brown.
Darren, that dude's a legend, man.
He's a fucking legend.
And he has a weird take on it too, because doesn't he call it like neuro-linguistic programming?
I think he does. Yeah. My girlfriend was like, she'd watched all his videos. She's like, we gotta go to this.
Mm.
I'm a little like, he won't get me. He got me so bad. I mean, it was really like he got her up there, randomly chosen in the audience, and guessed her PIN number, you know? And by the end of the show, of course was sworn to, I'll never reveal, but like, I realized the entire thing had been like a series of misdirections, and it was really extraordinary. So it was one of those things that like, I didn't want to go in there as like a skeptic or whatever. I'm not like that, but it was like, you know, we all like to think of ourselves as like, we can't be fooled. And I was so fooled.
Totally.
Which was a great feeling, but it was one of the most tremendous shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things too where I was like, I know that he's misdirecting, but then he'll say that he's misdirecting, but he's actually misdirecting from another thing there, which is classic magician's trick.
Totally, yeah.
But I want to talk about the magician as psyop, I guess.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think about like magicians as like, honestly, like their original cognitive neuroscientists.
Yeah.
Because they figured out so much about how human perception works like thousands of years ago, right? And like figured out what's all the weird quirks and how we see things and how we interpret things and like what our mind throws away and what our mind thinks is important. So it's just super fascinating, right?
Yeah. And like, and also, I mean, I, you know, what John Dee, one of the first sort of, I guess, intelligence agents was also a magician. I have a book of his completely inscrutable magic.
Right.
I think that should be, you know, it's people who are like, I don't know. We're able to trick others, I guess, in a very basic way to explain the form.
Yeah.
And in the beginning years of the CIA,
yeah,
they were, and who knows, maybe even still, those in charge took notice of this skill and sort of integrated some of these people. so into the trade craft.
Are we going to talk about MK Ultra now?
I think that we should.
Because it all goes back to MK Ultra.
Because that was a magical time. Because listen, like whatever the government was doing, we were just, you know, we were taking acid. We were the hooker. Like it was a good time, man. Like people complain about that experiment, but I'm like, I know a lot of guys who've done that and they paid.